Welcome to Desiree's Radio.
Yeah, Netflix added some stuff, but did you hear that their stocks went down? But you know what I think? There are some really good movies out there that Hulu has that Netflix doesn't. Like, they don't have TV shows and stuff, so I think a lot of people use Hulu, like, for their soaps and things like that. You have to wait a day, but you could still watch it. They need to do that. They need to fix some stuff up. Like, I was watching Quantum Leap, and but I cheat on Quantum Leap. I kind of skip over to the episodes that I know I like. Wentworth, I went through that. I watched that twice so far, but I'm waiting for this next season to come out. And that, too, their season's always late. Like, when they have the new season come out, they don't give it to you. They don't add it yet until, like, the whole season is completely over. It's really weird how they do it. But, yeah, Sliders is up there. That movie Working Girl, I watched it. It's so funny because it's so 80s. You know, it's that girl who tries to work and move her way to the top. And I remember when that movie came out, I was like totally working in the same kind of office atmosphere. So I totally related to the movie back then. And then I watch it now and I was like, oh my God, that hair. Because, you know, her hair is like all, I don't know, all 80s out, like with the bad perm. So I was like, oh, I remember those days. I did get a perm once back then. I got two of them. The first one, oh my God. And it was expensive for back then. We paid $250 for my perm. And I remember the lady literally only had me as a customer the whole day because it took 5 hours to roll my hair, like for the whole process, I think. It was like 5 hours because she had to roll all my hair, you know. And after all that, my perm lasted but maybe about 2.5 months, and that was it. It was gone. So then I had another one later because my friend did hair. And so I was getting that whole, remember Heart, the band Heart, where the girl had the really tight curls, long hair? I was getting that kind of perm. And that one came out pretty good. She did it like really rock and roll. But it only lasted like 3 months and then it was gone. But it did damage my hair. It really damaged it. So it was the one time where I actually had cut my hair super, super short. And I was trying to get into, you know, I got into the Pat Benatar hair thing. And I just cut it all off. And then it grew back. You know, I never did anything again to it except trim it. Not that anybody need to know this story. But why am I talking? Okay. So, I was talking about Netflix. So there's this, they say Netflix originals, like something called Stranger Things, A Lost Boy, A Government Lab Steeped in Terrible Secrets. See, some of this is, I guess I like more fantasy. I like more, oh, what's this one? This one's called Limitless. He was a failure until he took a legal drug, NZT. Now he's a genius FBI hiding various dangerous secrets. And then this one, Criminal Minds. This one has 11 seasons. I've never watched this one ever before. So this is one of those shows that I guess have been around for a while. So I guess that's another one I could binge watch. But I'll know the first two episodes because if I get bored, then I can't watch it. I can't. But they always start getting weird. Like toward, you know, you start getting to the fourth season, they start adding all this weird crap. My mind just can't. I'm just there to be entertained. You know, don't make me think. I don't want to sit there freaking thinking. Entertain me, damn it. You know, I want magic. I want magic and flying and fantasy and romance and things like that. I don't want this other crap. I was like, or if they speak too quick, you know, like, Remember Gilmore Girls or what? Is that what it's called? Gilmore Girls? Like, I couldn't watch that show because of the way they spoke to each other. The whole thing was weird. Like, who talks like that? Nobody. You know? I'm just like, what the hell? You know, they talk really quick and have, like, these puns and these wit or whatever. I hate shows like that. I can't stand them because nobody talks like that. No, nobody. They're not going to make it out in the world talking like that. So I can't even watch those. All right. Oh, look, there's Pokemon. Okay, so Limitless is season 2. It wasn't renewed. Oh, they only have season 1 on here. Check out the old wire and the blood. It's too clever. I wanted to punch. Right? It was. I mean, it might be something to just watch, like, as a movie, but as a season of that, like, just, I just didn't get it. Like, I was, well, there's a lot of shows that are like that, right, where they speak like that, and every single one drives me insane. I'm just like, why are you guys doing this? Like, what kind of damn show is this? But I guess it's a certain type of language, of course, you know, but it's just, I don't find it entertaining. I found it annoying. I guess that's the word. I found it extremely annoying. So I couldn't watch it. Oh, they're bringing them back? Yeah, I think it's on here, actually, if I remember. I always get a lot of cartoons on my list because I watch Disney, or not Disney, but, you know, like Brother Bear. They have Tarzan. They have new episodes of Dragon Race on the Edge, which I didn't. Is that a movie? Okay. Oh, they got The Incredible Hulk. They got all 5 seasons of The Incredible Hulk on here. Okay, let's go see what's new. Yeah, so that Limitless, Stranger Things, like, these are things I've never heard of. Fighting. Okay, what is that? A kind Alabama boy takes up urban boxing, but when the past clashes with his new world, things get volatile. Well, I'll watch that because he's cute. That's the only reason I'll watch that one. Okay, let's see. What's this? Is the Fundamentals of Caring. A writer stuck in the past, a teen with uncertain future, road trip. Okay, well, I'm not watching that one. Freedom. It looks like that's Trump. It has a picture with a flag in the back and this guy with his hair whooshing in the air. It looks like Trump. Oh, it is. Oh. Oh, it's a comedian. Okay, never mind. So, let's see. What else? Life. Okay, well, there's stuff to binge watch. I don't know. Some of it I find annoying. It's like, who are these people who make these shows? Oh, Shameless. Phenomenon. The Sparrows, Orange is New Black, season 4 is now available. See, that's what I mean, like, they put them on late. I think I watched season 4 on YouTube, like in, or some kind of bootleg thing. See, Always, I don't know what that is, The Pursuit of Happiness. So it just alerted me of these new arrivals. All right, so that's Netflix for you. Life is good? Someone else was saying that. Life is just one season. Yeah, so that's what I found out because I was watching that one. You know, the King Arthur. I know it's not called King Arthur, right? The sorcerer guy. King Arthur's sidekick. Oh, whatever, these two kids. So I was watching that. I was watching the whole thing. And I was like, it was the last episode on Netflix. And I was like, oh my God, like, it never picked up. Well, something told me to go look on YouTube. Sure enough, they had a whole the following season on YouTube. And I was like, oh, you know? And so then I realized that they put them in late. Almost like really late. Like they wait till like about now, September, or whenever the new one starts. And I was like, that's so dumb. They need to put it in while it's being shown. And I think that's maybe why their stocks are going down. Because Hulu does it right away. See, that's the difference. Hulu will put it up right away. Like, they're active in their accounts. I'm just saying. Wrong life? Wait. Oh, I like life. They don't do that anymore. So how you guys doing? Thanks for coming in the chat room. That's cool. Thanks for, like, hanging out. I didn't know if anybody would be awake. I am really tired, actually, but I just want this stuff out of my house. Like, I can't sleep. Like, I'm so stressed out. Like, there's a couple stuff I have that I was like, oh, I'm going to keep this one. I'm going to keep this one. But the rest, that's too much for me. The rest is just way too much for me. I just got rid of the other stuff. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? I think, I don't know, when people pass and then people, you know, maybe if you get one or two things from that person as a reminder, you know, just something sentimental. And then that's it. You should just let the rest go. You know, there's no reason to bring it in because then another person passes and that comes into your house. And so it's like, why are you collecting all these things? You don't know, you know, you don't know how long you have and stuff. I guess that's my thinking on it. And it's like, and then I'm just like, oh, I'm talking in circles. I'm sorry. Billions is great wit. Oh, let me look. So they took it off Netflix? See, I never saw this show. Returns to the forest after having been wrongly imprisoned. So that's not on there anymore? See, that's why their stocks are going down. They need to change that. You're like, what the fuck? When the series starts. Yeah, so right now I'm just working on pictures, actually. Oh. I've been doing pictures, and there's this one. I don't know if I should just, like, throw them up or not, you know? Like, I gotta read. Oh, my God. Just ignore me. I'm still having my moment. I'm still stressing out. And then, okay, so, as some of you, if you guys keep track of what I talk about, I'm going on this thing where I'm letting my hair gray naturally, right? I've decided not to color it. I have colored it 3 times so far, but that last time I colored it, you know, I ended up in the hospital for like 3 days. I had a severe allergic reaction, so it almost killed me. So with much thought, I decided not to color it anymore. And then I did actually think about henna. And I thought, well, since it's natural. So someone told me to test it first, you know, because henna can also give you an allergic reaction. So I tried to put some on my skin. Sure enough, there's no way I can use henna. And so I made the decision to let my hair gray naturally, right? Totally psyching myself out. I looked at pictures of other women who allowed it, and it looks really nice. Like on some women, it looks really good. But then I went to the doctor's office, and there was this lady sitting next to me, and her hair was all gray. Like, it looked like shit. No offense, but it looked awful, and it was like not shiny or anything. So it freaked me out. I was like, oh my God, I can't do that. I can't do it. I can't do it. And then I was going to go ahead and just color it anyways. And then someone talked me out of it. They go, well, she probably just doesn't take care of it. And so, so then I started putting together this concoction made of oils, right? I know this sounds very hippie of me, but I actually made my own conditioner. So I've been using this conditioner, and it's so weird because I don't know what I did, but it does look really, like my hair looks really shiny and stuff. But a lot of the hairs that were gray that were coming out from the top are not gray anymore. And I was like, what the hell happened? What did I do? So, but I'm not having an allergic reaction or anything. So then I waited a week. And then, I'm sorry, my nose is stuffy. I waited a week. This is so unprofessional. And then I conditioned it again. And I'm like, what the hell? So like the gray on the top of my head is not gray anymore. Like the streaks aren't there anymore. I think I did something. I think I invented something that is reversing it. Or it's the vitamins in the oil that I made, right? It's three oils that I use and I put together. And they're like totally natural ingredients. And I massage it. That's what the big difference too. I totally massage my scalp when I put it on there. So I think I'm doing something to reverse it. But we'll see. We'll see. The size on my temples, they're so white. I have to take a new picture. You guys are going to be shocked. It is white. Like platinum white. Like not even gray. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, wow. What am I going to do if my head's white? But some of the kids they're like, oh, that's, you know, people are purposely dyeing their hair gray right now. That looks so cool with, you know, as long as my hair is and everything. And I was like, okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. I just don't want my hair long and to look like a hippie, an old hippie, you know, I will have to cut it. All right. Well, so that's my rant about my hair. You're taking notes? You have some gray? Yeah, well, you should see. There's this on YouTube. There's some girls, like, it's really cute, right? Like, even has the mix. But where it looks nice is when they curl it. So I have super, super straight hair. So I don't know how, you know, if I had curly hair or wavy hair, it'd be better. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of women who are just giving up the chemicals. They're just like, no more. Because they're losing their hair too. So each time they damage it, and then you have to keep it up. You got to do it every 6 weeks. So for me, that's not feasible. You know, I don't spend money getting my hair done. And then to put chemicals when I've just had like a whole lifetime of no chemicals in my hair, I think, I don't know, and I don't want to go bald. Like, what if it makes me lose hair? So, you think goth is worse, really? Yeah, see, kind of curly, that's nice. But see, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting used to it because I'm getting older, right? But they're saying, you know, gray on women nowadays is not the same as before. You know, a lot of older ladies, when they turn gray, they cut their hair really short. And they cut it like a pixie, real short. And for some, you look old. But nowadays, you know, there's a lot of older women with long hair still. and so, and then they style it different. And you got the conditioners, you know. So as long as you keep it nice and shiny and healthy looking, it's okay. And then some of the styles, you know, they're coloring their hair all kinds of colors. They're doing that ambrosia, you know, coloring thing and all kinds of stuff. So you can kind of get away with a lot of it. You know, like what they're doing is like you got the gray, they'll dye their hair gray and then they'll do pink, like pastels on the ends and stuff like that. I'm talking about like some of the styles with the younger generation. They'll do stuff like that, or they'll have it like gray, almost white, to look like anime characters and stuff like that. So that's how it came about. But yeah, so I decided to just let it go. I was like, my son, my oldest son's like, wow, you're sitting here crying. You just now started turning gray and you're whining about it. There's like people who get gray in their 30s and stuff. And I was like, yeah, but you don't understand. You don't understand, because that just tells me that it's happening, you know? It's starting to happen, but it's happening so fast. That's the thing. And I don't know if it's because of my anemia and my, you know, medications and things like that. That's probably why, you know, that's probably why it's happening so fast, is because of my body, you know, is going through a bunch of stuff. So that would make sense, but still, it's, I thought I would be able to just like color it. Like the first two times I colored it, I was excited. But then that last time, oh my God, I just got my face back. You know, my face swelled up so bad. And then when the swelling went down, my skin was loose on my face. Well, it's just tightened back up. That's how bad it was. It was really bad. I almost ended up with like a permanent line wrinkle on my forehead. But I fought that sucker. I fought it. And so now I have a wrinkle. It's like maybe a half inch long. It's like a half inch on my forehead. It's like, you know, I'm getting used to it. I just scrub the hell out of it. Sometimes it blends in. Sometimes it doesn't. But like if I don't put moisturizer on, then you could see it. But if I put moisturizer on, then it goes away. I always end up with skinny guys. I don't know why. Like, I always find it so strange. And I always feel like, dude, you know, I could smash you. But yeah, I always end up with like in the past and all that stuff. It was always like skinny guys, like really skinny legs with chicken legs. There's like no meat. I was like, what the hell? Why is that? It always amazes me. Like, I don't understand that dynamic, you know, like, unless it's just, I don't know. I shouldn't think about it right now. I just find it kind of funny. You wear boys jeans sometimes? I have boys. You know, I used to wear, when I was working in offices and stuff, when I dress up, I'm very particular at what I wear, you know, because I go through these, I don't go with the fashions that are out there. I kind of go with my own thing. And I went through this phase where I loved pinstripe pants, you know, so I would have pinstripe pants and just a blouse, you know, and my boots. I know they don't sound like they go together, but it looked cool, okay, to me. So I'd wear like these black boots, kind of like goth boots. I don't know how to explain them. And then the pinstripe pants you could only get in men's, right? The dress pants. So I would actually wear them, and the way they're kind of weird on the waist. So I would just have like a shirt and this kind of like thick belt. And I don't wear button shirts, you know, because my boobs are too big. Like if I can't wear button up shirts, those buttons will break. So I just have like these blouses, I don't know how to explain it, mostly tank top blouses, kind of. And that's what I would wear to work. That was, and then a blazer, you know, like a small jacket blazer over it. That was my power suit. And then I had with skirts, too. So with skirts was different, of course. I have, like, the pencil kind of skirts. And actually, I have three of them left that I've saved because one day I think I'm going to put them on again. But I don't know. Ever since my leg got messed up, I have not worn them because I can't wear pumps or I can't wear, you know, heels right now. So I can't imagine wearing them now. They fit better? Oh, yeah. Because, say so. Yeah, men look nice, though. See, and it's that's what's so weird. Like, men could gray, and nobody will think twice about it. I mean, they'll actually, some could look really attractive with the gray. But for centuries, you know, it wasn't the same for women. And there's a video I was watching, and this lady looks kind of old, you know, but she's really pretty, and the women that I've been watching, they had jet black hair. Like, their hair was as dark as mine was, and it's just the shock of, you know, you go from really dark hair to really light hair would be weird. Like, I don't know how that would look on me. But I look at my mom. You know, my mom's hair is graying. And I'm kind of used to it. I mean, it looks okay. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Because I guess I would be taking after her. So I was like, oh, all right. You look all right. Okay, let me see. There's one lady here. I hope she never listens to my show. But, oh, there she is. Okay, so her hair, this is how my hair would probably look like. She looks like she's Hispanic type, like somewhat my nationality, and probably had the same kind of hair color I had. So my hair would probably end up looking like hers. All right, so I'm going to post the link. You could tell me, Jackie, what you think. I'm not saying I look like her, but that was the closest similarity that I found. Like, that would be probably close to my nationality. But my hair is super straight. That's the difference. I don't have wavy hair. But she has this other one. She puts all these colors in it. And I don't think it looks nice for older women. You know, I don't think she should do that. But see, what a shock, though. I mean, with dark eyes, you know, with dark eyes and stuff. Because my hair is dark. What was I going to do? But this is the one that I was watching that kind of convinced to me. If I don't know, nobody has me on their other Facebook, I don't think. And the good thing is I don't have to wait for a whole transition because it's only on my temples right now and it's sparingly everywhere else, like coming in. So I'm not going to have a line that I have to wait to watch to come out. You know, it's just going to naturally change. But if I keep coloring it, then it will. Right? So I'm taking that into consideration too because I've never been a line woman. I've never had lines, you know? So it's like I wouldn't be able to handle. I've never liked them. I know people can't help it, but there's like no way. But this is the girl I was talking about with the curls. She's really cute. And, no, that's her hair. That's her natural hair. Okay, but this one. So she's letting her hair gray naturally. And I guess her hair was super dark also, but I think it looks cute because it's curled. So, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't know. Do you think that other girl actually dyed it? Do you think that's why it looks that way? Or do you think she's... Yeah, it says natural, so... I don't know. Maybe she put, like, stuff in it or something. Okay, so this is the girl. This is the video. This is the video I watched. Yeah, not great look, but it did make me feel better. This is the lady I watched, this last link. Be link number 3. This is the one I watched. And I watched her talk about how she just let her thing go. Because I guess she had super dark hair. And she let her hair go totally natural. And she seems like an older person. I mean, she seems like she's like... She's pretty, but I think she's like 60 years old. So, that's looked a little bit more natural. That'd be a trip. Wouldn't that be a trip? Okay, now that I'm talking about it, I'm like ready to go to the beauty salon tomorrow and color it. Or at least do something. I don't know. And the reason why I'm worried about it is because I've been doing videos. I don't know if you guys been know this, but I've been doing YouTube. I've been hanging out on YouTube and I've been doing videos. Because I'm going to tell you why. Okay, I started playing Pokemon Go. And here's the cool thing. I'm not a gamer. I've never played games. I know people get mad, but I'm having so much fun. So they have a park out there in Bakersfield. And in the evening time, almost to 2 o'clock in the morning, that place is packed. Like everyone in Bakersfield's over there doing Pokemon Go. And then people started bringing stuff to sell. So people are selling t-shirts, water, you know. Some kids brought candies that they're selling. And it's so fun. I brought my nephew. My nephew's like 13. So I brought him with me the first time I went. And he showed me how to play the game on the phone. And so I put this walking ticker on my phone. And... Well, I only did 83 steps today, lazy ass, but I did like 3,500 steps in the park that, you know, the last time I went, and I was like, oh my God, you know, that's a lot of exercise. I don't know how many miles that is or anything like that, but I made my goal and it gave me a reward. I don't know what the reward is, but I went the miles playing Pokemon at the park. It was awesome. It was so fun. So I've been doing that. I watched porn. Oh, you watch? And women watch videos of hair on YouTube. All is good. Yeah, she's total gray. So I would think that is about 60-ish. Maybe 70, but from what I understand, her hair was jet black, like, but, okay, so that doesn't look bad, right? Like, if you kept it shiny, but, you know, chances are I'm not going to be totally gray either because of, you know, my nationality. I mean, how many natives do you see that are totally gray? Not very many. It'll probably still have black in there or dark brown in it. It'll probably be mixed or something. I mean, if I look at my mom's got kind of the mix too. Like, I don't think anybody in our family has total gray. My Oma didn't even have that. And she was like 89 when she passed. And her hair was an all white. Like, she didn't have all white hair either. So... I don't watch porn because I don't want to burn in hell. I just had to say it. Okay, so anyways. I'm watching porn. I think it's, I just, You know, I watched one a long time ago. I saw one. I think I get annoyed. I find it really annoying. I find the girls annoying. I don't know why. I'm like, I, you know, like my first thought is like, why the hell is she whining? Like, why is she making those fucking noises? If it's that horrible, I'll walk away. Like, what the hell? What? I know it sounds bad. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, I like a lot of music. I don't like classical music, though. I'm sorry, people. Like, I think it's an instrument or something. It kind of drives me insane. But I'll be there. But I find it annoying. And then I was talking to, when we went to one of the jazz concerts, I was talking to one of the players, and he was describing that it's meant to be that way. You know, the way they wrote them, it has a lot to do with music theory, and it's supposed to agitate at certain times in the music and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I could never figure out, like, why it, I'll listen, but I found it somewhat annoying and stuff. But I guess I was really sensitive to, I picked up what I was supposed to pick up, you know, so I reacted the way I should react. But I never knew that, so I was like, okay, it's just one of those things that I can't. And it's only with classic, it's with classical. Some country music drives me nuts too. Things with a lot of twang in it, I don't like. But I like country. I like Keith Urban, Keith Urban, Toby Keith. I like, people like that, but the older stuff I don't like, and that's about it. I like everything else. I like rap. I like, some pop. I'm not really big on it. Like, I wouldn't buy it, but I like it when I, if you know, go out, or if you go dancing, and like when you need to work out with it. But right now, when I work out, I listen to rap. I listen to hardcore rap. I do when I work at the gym. Well, plus that's what they're playing too. But I started getting used to it. The majority of the people at the gym are weightlifters, and then there's us on the edges, like on the machines, but the rest of it's all weightlifters where we go. And I still want to, do dead weights. I just haven't tried it. I don't need my leg to break on me. That's the biggest fear. But they say that's the best actually for toning your muscles. And it's just a few, it's just a matter of lifting it, and then it does something to your muscles, and then you wait a day or two for it to heal, and then you come back and you do it again, and that's how you like strengthen your muscles up. But I'm not doing that. Right now I just do the machines and the treadmill. The treadmill is not so, since my surgery, it was rough at first, but I will admit it's very different now. It's a lot better. I could walk. Like, I'm not completely sore anymore. So that surgery, I had this leg surgery, and I guess it has helped. And it did take 8 months to heal. The doctor was telling me it's going to take a long time, and it did, But so right now I'm at the point where I actually have not worn my brace in about 3 weeks. And I went Pokemon hunting a few times, and I wasn't wearing my brace at all, and I lasted that whole time. I came home, I was able to, drive home and everything. And when I laid down, that's when it was like, oh. And then I looked at my foot, it was like all swollen, but it wasn't in pain like it used to be. It was mostly numb, so it really worked. So hopefully, maybe another 8 months, they'll be like totally normal. And I'm going to try to wear heels to see, because I got all these boots. Okay, those things I did hold on to. I got these, I have the coolest boot collection. And my favorite ones from the past, they have some kind of a heel on it. I have not worn them in 12 years, but they're styling. They're still good, like brand new, and I want to wear them still. That, or I could sell them on eBay for a lot of money. I don't know. Okay, so let's see. What is, I was going on to Spreaker. Oh, let's see. What is that one? Who is that? Closet Kitten. Oh, you have your music here. Oh, okay. So this is 4 days ago. Oh, I listened to your show the other day, I think. You play a lot of Pat Benatar. I love Pat Benatar. I think you were, yeah, you were playing Pat Benatar. What's that one, the one with Somebody I Used to Know? Every time I listen to that, I remember I was in, God, has it been that long? I guess 4 years ago or whatever, I got super sick, right? And I ended up in the hospital for a month. Almost died too. It was pneumonia and my anemia. And so I was in there for a long time. And when I came home, I was still recovering. The only reason they let me go home is because I promised to take all these pills, you know, on a timely manner, because they couldn't let me go unless I promised to take them. So I didn't care, you know, I could care less. I was like at that point. But I remember I tried to look on my computer and I was looking around for music, and that was the song. For some reason, that song really, that's what I connect to that time period of my healing. Because I remember I saw the video and I was like, oh, I was just like so wow with the video. I have no idea why. I really don't. And I kept watching it, and I kept like replaying it and stuff. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like part of my medication and just the soothing of the guy's voice. But I thought that was like the most awesome song I ever heard. And I just kept listening to it and listening to it. But if you ever watch that guy's other videos, he's an artist. Like, he's a real, they are very artistically done. Like, he puts a lot of thought. That guy's a genius. You wouldn't know it, but he is. I can't say, I don't know how you say his name, his first name. I've been at YouTube doing YouTube stuff with YouTube people. But okay, so I just finished this one video that I haven't posted yet. And if you guys ever want to search for it, I don't know. Give me about, well, whenever I'm done with eBay stuff, give me about a week, I'll post it up there. So it's an official haul video, right? Like a regular haul video, my first haul video. And I think it's going to be pretty funny. It came out okay. You know, I just don't know. I don't know how it's going to go over. I just got to make sure I put the tags in there right and everything. So I did a haul video. And then I also doing videos on, you know, selling stuff out of your closet. Selling things out of your closet. But then someone dropped this stuff off and it just like totally messed everything up. Oh, and there's this other thing. Oh, what's it called? Damn it. It's not eBay. Okay, you have to look it up. Where the people are selling stuff from their closet, right? And you go to their closet, instead of it being their store, it's their closet. and you see what's in their closet. They take pictures of the crap they have in their closet. And then sometimes people swap, or they'll buy it from you and then you buy from them. Like, you borrow each other's stuff from your closets. It's weird. It just looks like eBay to me, you know, but for some reason, people find it more interesting to see what's in each other's closets, which I think is odd, you know, but I guess that's a girl thing. I mean, I never had any sisters, so I didn't have that kind of experience. Like, oh, can I wear your shirt? Can I wear your pants? Because some girls do that. I didn't have that. Like, my stuff was mine. It's like, I never asked to borrow anything from anybody except, okay, I'll bring back the 80s. All right, remember the 80s? I don't know in your area. Remember those OP shirts? And like, it was kind of cool. You know, you had your OP shirt. It's like, so when I felt like dressing like a boy, I would have like these pants. These, what are they called? They're like surfer pants, the painter pants or whatever. And then my OP shirt and then my puka shells. My puka shells, and, you know, my sandals. I walk all hippie. And then next day I come back and then I was all like rebel again. I was like all punk. I was mostly punk, but it was like, it was kind of funny. It's kind of funny when you think about it. It's like, but it's cool because, you know, a lot of the kids now, they are, at least here in Bakersfield, some of them really are gravitating to the 80s stuff. And it kind of makes me want to go out and get, because I did see some with, you know, those jean jackets where you put the studs on there and you make those spike studs and all that stuff. They're buying them. Remember those? Like, I was like, oh, I could totally make that. I think that I will do that at the next selling thing because they all hang out. Like, I'm right across from a coffee shop. So they all hang out right there and I see what they're wearing. And I'm like, oh my God, talk about blast from the past, you know? I could totally make something that, I don't know, kind of goes with that, I guess. So, but I can't with all this stuff in my way. Like, my sewing machine's all surrounded by that stuff they dropped off. Okay, so I guess my show wasn't that informative, but I'm glad you guys hung out. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. That's what I like. I don't like, no offense to those who like it, but I don't like the 70s. Like, that era, the Vietnam era music. I can't stand that music. I mean, I know it has it place in memories for people, but I've never liked it. I've never liked it. Like, the folk, their hippie folk music. I had this babysitter that would the most I would probably listen to. I had this babysitter. She used to listen to Carole King all the time. And every time she babysat, she brought her Carole King album. And she would play it over and over and over. So I kind of memorized those songs. And then she would be like all into mushrooms. And so there was always like, she would collect these mushroom candles. And I don't know, it's just like these little mushrooms. So, but other than that, like the other type of music, I didn't like at all. I still don't like it. Like, sometimes I hear some host play that music and I was like, oh my God. This is my first thought. It's like, oh, why are you playing that? I know, I sound like a bitch, huh? But still, it's like, don't play that music in my presence. Okay. It'd be cool if some of the new bands maybe take that music and, what do you call it? Play it. You know, upscale it a little bit. Like a cover. Like a up, updated cover, then maybe I could listen to the lyrics, you know, and hear it for what it's supposed to say. But it was just something about the way they put the sound together that I don't like. But other than that, I do like all kinds of music, believe it or not. It's just that and classical and Dutch music. No, Dutch music's okay. The thing is like the music from other countries. Well, now they have like updated stuff, cool stuff. But the whole time we're growing up, like our music in the States, you can tell our time by our music, right? You can chart time. Well, in Holland, in Germany, Italy, places like that, even Mexico, the music has no time. It's the same thing. So 10 years from that day, they'll be playing the same thing. And it doesn't change. Like, it's the same stuff. We don't have that here in the States. Like, we do, you know, but it changes over time. Like, we can mark an event according to the music that was out in that period. They don't have that. Well, they do probably now, like England does and stuff. But that Dutch music, like, so the same music, and they play the same thing, like, at every party, every single party. And everybody has to dance the same dance to that song at every party. It's so funny. It's funny. All right, well, my dad listened to a lot of Dylan.